Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news late night. Had fun with the new Washington football team named the Commanders. Jimmy Kimmel said the W stands for, why did it take you 2 years to come up with this? Kimmel, the Commanders kind of sounds like an action movie where Dolph Lundgren and Sylvester Stallone join forces to defend their assisted living facility. Colbert, it's the Washington Commanders. That really feels like the waste of a drum roll. Colbert, Commanders might be the only name more generic than football team. I was hoping for something fun and new like the Washington Balloons or the Fighting Dolly Partons. That's kind of the same thing. Jimmy Kimmel, interestingly, the franchise now shares a name with President Biden's dog, who's also named Commander. Good thing they didn't name it after Trump's dog, the Washington Pences. Seth, the Washington football team announced it has changed its name to Washington Commanders, as in Rams 37, Commanders 3. Corden, I mean, call them whatever you want, but they haven't been able to command a winning season since Obama was in office. Corden, to give you an idea of how fans reacted shortly after the announcement, this is true, the word terrible trended on Twitter, which is surprising considering how Twitter is normally so welcoming and so positive. The late night guys also had a great set of Groundhog Day jokes. I get that it was 2 days ago, but these are really strong. Jimmy Kimmel, I was thinking about February 2nd, 2020, 2 years ago. We still hadn't had a single COVID death in the United States. Exactly 6 weeks later, the whole country was in lockdown, 6 weeks to the day. But how could we have known this was coming? Who on February 2nd could have possibly predicted what would happen in 6 weeks? Colbert, all eyes were on Gobbler's Knob, which I can't believe I can say on CBS. By the way, Gobbler's Knob came up at trivia night. I'll talk about trivia at the end of the show. My buddy Glenn knew what that was. I was like, good job, because I wouldn't have gotten that point. Seth Myers, it was Groundhog Day. Punxsutawney Phil says we've got about 6 or 7 winters left. Fallon, yeah, that's right. We spend all year telling people to trust science, then ask a large rodent to predict the weather. Kimmel, you know, they could just flip a coin, but coins aren't known carriers of rabies and hepatitis, so it's more fun to go with the groundhog. And Trevor Noah for the win. If Africans were doing this crap, and you heard that we pulled animals out of the ground, there are villages in Africa where people wear animal skins, and if I try to explain that Americans use groundhogs to predict the weather, they would be like, why don't you just use satellite data? All right, our first story today, I'm not even sure it's comedy, but it's definitely a water cooler topic. People in my life are talking about this, and Ken Jeong is a comedian and doctor, so I'll squeeze it in. Spoiler alert, Rudy Giuliani was unmasked as an exiting costume contestant on last week's taping of The Masked Singer. That alone, Giuliani in a costume, you know there's going to be a ton of jokes about that. Deadline reports Ken Jeong and Robin Thicke walked off the stage in protest when they saw it was Giuliani. Personally, I don't know why The Masked Singer thought Giuliani would be a good guest, but we'll see how this story unveils. Should be interesting. From Chortle, Amazon Prime Video has picked up a 2-part documentary about the kids in the hall. This sounds awesome. The documentary is subtitled Comedy Punks and includes previously unseen footage from the earliest years of the troupe and interviews with members Dave Foley, Bruce McCullough, Kevin McDonald, Mark McKinney, and Scott Thompson. Also interviewed for this thing for some reason, Louis Black, Janine Garofalo, Eddie Izzard, and Mae Martin. This thing's going to premiere at South by Southwest. Now, I didn't know this. Did you? Amazon has ordered 8 new episodes of The Kids in the Hall to air later this year. That's awesome. I had no idea about that. And I host a podcast called Daily Comedy News. Maybe you're sitting there on the other end of the headphones going, you know, I listen every day, but he never told us about the Kids in the Hall reunion. We always got to hear from a suit. All right, suit, what do you got? The Kids in the Hall Comedy Punks is a deep and intimate look into the world of the legendary troupe. It offers a fascinating take on the cultural climate in which their groundbreaking comedy flourished. Okay, whatever. They formed in Toronto in 1984, made 5 TV series between 88 and 94. Is it really that long ago? Airing on CBC in Canada, HBO and CBS in the States. Kids in the Hall aired on CBS in the States? It did? Google time. Wikipedia says in the United States, the first 3 seasons were on HBO before it moved to CBS in 1993, where it stayed for 2 more seasons, airing late Friday nights. Yeah? In 1993, I was in my early 20s and hanging out in bars and dating chicks, so I wasn't home on Friday night watching Kids in the Hall like you nerds. I got to spend time with the kids in the hall once they were up at Sirius. And this is the sort of thing, and I've talked a lot lately about the Letterman influence on the way I think. So our idea, which we did do, and the guys thought it was funny, was instead of having the kids in the hall broadcast from a studio, we made the engineers set up a remote broadcasting location in the hall, the bit being kids in the hall, and that's where we did the interview. So if you were working at Sirius that day and you're walking down the hall to your desk, here's the kids in the hall in your way doing an interview with our host, and it was a lot of fun. Kids in the hall, I've done some Google searches on it. I can't find any evidence whatsoever on the internet that that happened. Trust me, it happened. I really wish I could find a press release or a picture or something lost to the sands of time. Also, at the South by South Film Festival will be a slasher film called Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. You know who's in Bodies, Bodies, Bodies? I'll let you guess all day. Nope, you did not guess correctly. Bodies, Bodies, Bodies stars Pete Davidson. He may be Comedian of the Year by the time we're done. Also at South By, Gillian Jacobs has something called More Than Robots. All I know about it is it's called More Than Robots. And something called Still Working 9 to 5, a documentary about workplace inequity and the history of the classic film 9 to 5. Do you watch Party Down? You'll find it on Hulu. It is quite good. I was late on that. We were all late on it. That thing used to get a zero rating. Party Down was a show like 10 years ago. Nobody watched it. And then Vulture kind of has been singing its praises. That's how I found out about it. And they're bringing it back. Party Down, originally canceled in 2010. Check your calendar. It's been a while. For the third season, 12 years later, in addition to the returning cast from the original series, here's some new people. Jennifer Garner, Zoe Chow, Tyrell Jackson Williams. They're joining as series regulars. Jennifer Garner will play Evie, a successful producer of studio franchise movies who, in the wake of a breakup, is reconsidering her life choices. She has a fledgling relationship with Adam Scott's character. He's the lead. Okay, that makes sense. I was wondering, did she leave the studio and become a party planner? Because that wouldn't make sense to me. Zoe Chow will play Lucy, who dreams of being a celebrity chef. All right, that makes sense plot-wise. Martson will be Jack Botti, an actor who plays the lead in a popular superhero franchise. Why would Jack Botti be working for a catering company? Every cast member is reprising their original characters except Lizzie Kaplan. Lizzie Kaplan says her busy schedule filming Fleischman in Trouble has prevented her from doing the show. According to Deadline, Lizzie Kaplan tried her best but couldn't make her schedule work. Now, I would believe that for, hey, I can't do whatever this is, 6, 8, 10 episodes. I've got my own show. But I will be shocked if she doesn't appear in one of these episodes. She's such a key part of the plot lines of season 1 and 2. I can't imagine she doesn't show up. I would be stunned. The returning members of the original cast, Ken Marino, Adam Scott, Jane Lynch, Martin Starr, Ryan Hansen, Megan Mullally. Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by the new podcast. It's called The Best Song Ever This Week. So what is the best song ever this week? Well, the best song ever this week, it's a short piece of music writing focusing on a song, its artist, and its history. It's a deep dive, but not one that takes long. Yeah, these episodes are even shorter than Daily Comedy News, but they're really cool. If you want to take a quick dive into a song and what makes it special, download The Best Song Ever This Week, wherever you get your podcasts. This is my buddy Scott Frampton hosts this thing. Hey, do Scott Frampton and do Daily Comedy News a favor. I want you to open up the Apple Podcast app, the purple one on your phone. I want you to hit follow, and I want you to download all 3 episodes. Trying to work the charts here. Help us out. The Best Song Ever This Week covers different genres, different eras, old and new, but as host Scott Frampton adds, mostly old. Download The Best Song Ever This Week wherever you get your podcast, but I'm giving you homework. Do it on Apple Podcasts this time. Next week, you can listen to those other platforms. Today, we're going to hit follow. We're going to download all 3 episodes of The Best Song Ever This Week. Nudge, nudge, know what I mean? Say no more. I saw on the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia Reddit, one of the producers of the show wrote, "What up? We're recording another podcast on Friday." Hey, that's today. Any burning questions you want me to ask the guys, leave them here on the It's Always Sunny Reddit, and I will check back. If you're a fan of It's Always Sunny, that podcast is really good. Quick note I couldn't find the other day about John Mulaney, hosting SNL. He'll be the fastest host to reach the Five Timers Club in like 45 years. Mulaney will do it in 3 years, 10 months, and 12 days. Now, the record, probably unbreakable. Buck Henry hosted five times in 1 year, 10 months, and 2 days between 1976 and 1977. What was going on then? Did Lorne just not try, or did host not show up? And they're like, let's just get Buck Henry to do it. I'm even though I'm old, 1976 SNL is even before my time. So not sure what's going on there. Quick hit from Gossip Corner. Pete Davidson is rumored to be looking to buy a place in L.A. You know why? Who lives in L.A.? Kim Kardashian. Pete and Kim getting serious. I could see them getting married and living together happily for 50 years. Can't you? Apparently, they were eating out the other night and went to Quarters Korean Barbecue and then headed to an escape room with friends. Been a lot of Colin Quinn articles lately. I actually have some Colin Quinn stuff over the weekend. Oh, before I forget, because I will forget, Sunday's episode is a normal episode. I deep dived on that Jay Leno article that I've been picking away at all week. Wait till you hear what he says about Conan O'Brien. Oh my goodness. As I was recording it, I was like, wow. I don't pre-read a lot of these things on purpose. I like to react in the moment. But boy, when Jay starts talking about the whole Conan thing, wow, that's Sunday's episode. Tomorrow's episode is a normal episode as well. I've got some Colin Quinn stuff in the mix. Colin spoke to TB Online and said, comedy clubs are bad for having a lot of things going on. Comics have to deal with drink orders, conversations, hecklers. You have to do that lion taming thing. However, clubs are good for tightening up your act. You got to get your jokes right away. You can't screw around. You have to get right to your point. Theaters are better for listening, which can be helpful for comedians talking about politics. Colin says, I tell people, don't yell your opinions out. These are my opinions. It's a comedy show. I don't want them to debate each other. So I know you've been waiting, waiting, and waiting for me to tell you how Glenn and I did a trivia the other night. We finished fourth by 1 point. Now here's the problem. There was a question, and it was multiple choice. Which of these four people appeared on Saturday Night Live and In Living Color? One of us might have been Glenn. I'm not saying who it was. Might have been Glenn, who claims to be some sort of comedy expert. Didn't know that Chris Rock was on In Living Color. We got the question wrong. You'd expect Glenn to know that, wouldn't you? So we missed by one. I'm also mad at my wife. She's a physician. There was a medical question. I'm like, if you would just come to the bar, we could have won third place. We weren't going to win first place. We had a couple bad rounds. The whole thing about trivia is it depends how the trivia guys shake out the questions. The week I went with my daughter and we won, there were a lot of questions about 80s music. And I was like, got it. But like the other night, they put up a picture of someone. They're like, who is this? And we didn't know. It was Shakira. I'm sure if I had brought my daughter, she'd be like, hey, old people, that's Shakira. But like, we didn't get that point. And then all the millennials are getting points for that stuff. But there was one round. They were asking about Bill Murray movies with some clues. Now, if you're of a certain age, hey, in this Bill Murray movie about a camp, boom, Meatballs, got it. Hey, Bill Murray joined the army, boom, Stripes, got it. Hey, Bill Murray golf, boom, Caddyshack, got it. So like, we ran that round. We did really good in the last round, but kind of blew that Living Color question. That was in the first round. It came back to bite us. I shared on the various social medias. One of the questions was, who was David Letterman's first guest? And I was like, I'm pretty sure I got this one, having done four episodes about David Letterman recently. And the theme of the night was Bill Murray. That was an easy one. And the whole thing with buying Glenn 5/7 of a beer is catching on. If you're on the social medias, I shared it on Instagram at Daily Comedy News. You can see a picture of Glenn with 5/7 of a beer. So thank you all for supporting the show at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. You can donate any amount you want. If you donate $5, I buy Glenn 5/7 of a beer. There's photo evidence of there. One of the trivia guys came over and was like, what's the 5/7 of the beer thing? Because I tagged their post with, I'll be there tonight to buy Glenn 5/7 of beer. Love the trivia guys. Hoping to go back every Wednesday. Sometimes life gets in the way. But Glenn and I enjoy trivia night. Again, if you'd like to support the show, buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Leave me a voicemail. Podinbox.com/dailycomedynews. The Reddit subreddit is at Daily Comedy News. Instagram at Daily Comedy News. Twitter? Nope, it's at DCN Pod because somebody has at Daily Comedy News tweeted once, does nothing with it, and God help you if you need to get somebody at Twitter to answer a question. Tomorrow and Sunday are normal episodes. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Overcast, Pandora, Good Pods. We're everywhere. See you tomorrow.